Talk about the road trip. How's it been going? It seems like you guys are getting a little more consistency on the road. Am I wrong about that?
No, I mean we're doing a lot of good things. The problem is our mistakes are really, really big mistakes, and the other team's capitalizing. But you know, the guys, I mean, we're in every game. You know, it's not like we're getting blown out. It's not like we're three steps behind. It's not like we're looking for a whole new team. We're just looking for certain guys to step up in different areas, you know, solidify that back end and make sure we don't let up as many quality shots and give up as many goals. But we're really, really close to doing some really good things.
Can you talk about who's emerging on the offensive side? Looks like, you know, David Gandara, who comes in here a lot, scoring more goals this year. But who's emerging for you on the offensive side?
Well, you know, Mitch Mueller's been doing a great job for us on the power play. He's got a really heavy shot. You know, we're working with him, you know, trying to get him to get that shot off more often. So he's doing a really good job. Steve Mealy's got a lot of assists for us, a lot of points. Riley Spraggs. You know, it's the usual cast of characters, and we're looking for that secondary scoring. You know, Tkachenko's been chipping in here and there. Russell's been getting a lot of opportunities. It's just a matter of, you know, when they're going to start going in. We're doing a lot of things that are getting us close. It's just a matter of burying the puck when we have to.
How's on the physical side, Sam? How is your physical play this year? It seems like there's been an awful lot of, not on your team, but an awful lot of suspensions in the league this year. But
yes.
Are you guys holding up as far as the physical end of the game when you're on the ice?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't have a fighter. We don't have a goon. We don't have, you know, that one guy. We're more of team tough. We're toughness by committee. We play a lot of physical play, but it doesn't always lead to fights. I mean, the good solid hockey is body-on-body contact, a lot of physical play, and if you cross the line, a fight happens. You know, but for us, we've got enough guys that can play the game that if we play physical and we intimidate them just through physicality, we should be able to win. You know, but we've got enough size on our team that we should be able to handle ourselves if it comes to that.
I'm talking with Roanoke Railyard Dogs head coach Sam Vitorek. A couple more questions. One of them is talk about the situation, Sam, in goal. It seems like you're still playing a little bit of musical goaltenders at times.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, we did last year. We had, you know, a 1 and a 1A. This year we've got 2 1As, you know, and we're waiting for somebody to step up and take the reins. You know, we're getting solid goaltending out of both at times, but it's when we're not getting that solid goaltending which is really costing us. So, you know, they're both working real hard in practice. They're competing against each other. They know that the number one job's up for grabs, and if someone doesn't take it soon, then we're going to have to make some changes if we can't get that solid goaltending.
Right. It seems like you don't have that number one this year. You've had a one. You have, like I said, a couple of 1As.
Right.
When you're struggling a little bit in goal, do the guys on the blue line, the defensemen, do they feel like they need to step up a little bit and keep the puck out of the zone?
Yeah. I mean, I think I think everyone has that. You know, having a great goalie in back, and we do have the two goalies that we have are great goalies. They're just not showing it right now. But when you have a great goalie in back, it's like having a warm blanket. You know that if you mess up, they're going to be there to protect you. But when you don't have that, yeah, everything, you get a little more tense. You try, you know, instead of making the right play, you just make a quick play to get it out, which causes turnovers, which causes transition, which then leaves the goalies more exposed. You know, so you kind of compound the problem. So for us, you know, it's a matter of just getting that simplifying our game and getting that goalie happy where he is and giving him the easy shots to stop. That way, when we call him for a big save, he's there to make it.
My last question, you got one more on the road Friday. Yep. Against Fayetteville, then you come home against Fayetteville. Is it going to, yes, be nice to get home after 5 on the road?
It should be great to come home after 5 on the road. I mean, you know, there's nothing worse than going to an opposing building and knowing that all night you're going to get heckled and, you know, you're going to have no support when you're doing something great. And not only that, but I mean, our building is one of the loudest buildings in the league. You know, when it's packed, it's a fun place to play. They get behind us, support us. And when they do that, it gives our guys a little bit extra energy. So we're really looking forward to coming in. Hopefully the place is, you know, as packed as it can be, and we can put on a good show and get those 2 points.